The poorest school in Flagstaff, Arizona, has become a big winner in chess. 46 elementary school students have earned a place at the Super Nationals of Chess later this week in Nashville, Tennessee. They'll join 5,000 other kids from around the country. For member station KJZZ, Laurel Morales tells us how the team got there.
Coach Ted Kamada is a big reason. He's coaching 50 young kids ages 5 to 11 in a classroom after school. A wall of trophies looms over them. You don't hear much in the classroom because chess is a quiet sport. The kids concentrate on their next moves.
You've got a rating. Your rating is a number that says this is how good you are. Your job is to make that rating wrong.
Kamada burns enough energy for all of them as he paces up and down the rows and spouts strategy.
Be better than that rating.
14 years ago, Kamada was a new teacher. He says he didn't know how to manage a classroom and was struggling to connect with students.
And I saw this group of kids playing chess a couple days after school over there. I said, oh, I know how to play chess. Let me go show these kids how to do it and, you know, build those relationships. So I went across the hall one day after school and did nothing but lose. Game after game after game. And that's when I remember. I mean, like, oh, it's like there's knowing how the pieces move and there's playing chess.
He says he learned that from his students. It's clear Kamada really believes in these kids, and he sees chess as more than just a game.
You decide whether you want to attack queenside, kingside, attack with a knight or a bishop. I love chess because it makes me feel powerful, because I'm in control. I mean, there's not too many things in life that you have complete control over. Chess is one of them.
And that lets the children who go to Killip Elementary really thrive. The school has the highest number of kids from low-income families in Flagstaff. Police are frequently called to the neighborhood for drug and gang activity. A month ago, a young man was shot just down the street during chess practice. The chess team started out as a diversion for students after school, for kids like 10-year-old Skylar Boyce.
It's fun, and you get to learn stuff that helps you in the real world. Like for trades, you always want to trade fairly in chess, and you always need to trade fairly in the world. Because you don't want to, like, give someone in a car when they're going to give you $5.
Yeah, for trades and stuff like focus and problem-solving skills. This will be the team's third time to the Olympics of Chess, or Super Nationals, as it's called, in Nashville. The last time they went, the Killip Cougars placed third in the nation. Back then, Skylar was 6.
There was tons of kids.
This year, he wants to place first. That's Michelle Padilla's hope, too.
They look 2, 3, 4 moves ahead, not just one move.
She has 2 sons who play chess and gets emotional when she thinks about the team walking into a competition.
To travel with these guys and to see us come as this big old blue group, blue shirt.
Must be proud.
I am. I very much am. Proud mother. Yep.
This year, the Killip Cougars raised $35,000, so all who qualify will walk into Super Nationals on May 11th. For NPR News, I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.